Time once again for the Rural Intelligence Report with Mark Williams, where we take a look, we just take a brief look, really, at what's coming up in our area, because at ruralintelligence.com, it's not a brief look, it's the most comprehensive look at what you're going to find going on in and around our tri-state region, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And we say good day to Mark Williams. How you doing there, Mark?
I am very well, Marshall. A beautiful day, and looking forward to a really lovely week. And you're absolutely right, by the way, about how many events there are throughout the region. And we try and really develop a comprehensive list. So one thing I can say to people listening is, if they are having an event, particularly a cultural event of one sort or another, do not hesitate to send it in to us. We already have a very, very extensive list, but we're always on the lookout for interesting ideas of one sort or another.
Well, we'll start off as April 4th, Annandale on Hudson, our good friends over at Bard College.
Yes, actually, there are a couple of really good new books this week, and I saw this one and I thought this looks really interesting. So Bard College at Annandale on Hudson is hosting Rick Moody, the author of several books, including Garden State, The Ice Storm, The Black Veil, and other books. And he is just publishing a new novel called Hotels of North America. Now, it is a novel, so don't worry, we're not a travel book. But the reason I've thought that we might mention this to our listeners is this was voted a 2015 Best Book of the Year on NPR. So if you follow what's going on NPR, you may be interested to get over at 2:30 p.m. on to Bard College on Tuesday, April the 4th, where you have an opportunity to meet Rick, hear him do some readings from the book, and also answer questions. So I think that looks really an interesting novel. It's got a lot of other ones, so you may well have come across him one way or another.
Let's keep going with books, April 7th at the Spotty Dog in Hudson.
Yeah, now this looks really very intriguing. It's an interesting team talk about a new book and a revived film, and I can't find the whole story about why this film was stopped originally. I'll go into that now. So Barney Hoskins is going to be reading from his new book at Spotty Dog Bookshop and Bar in Hudson on April the 7th, and the new book is called Small Town Talk: Bob Dylan, The Band, Van Morrison, Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, and Friends in the Wild Years of Woodstock. And then following that, by the way, they're going to show the film from David McDonald, which is really related to that because it's Woodstock can't get there from here. Anyway, let me give you a bit of background on all of this because I think it's intriguing. So Barney Hoskins, the writer of this new book, is a British music critic, and now he's the editorial director of a music journalism archive called Rock's Back Pages. And he's had an amazing career in the pop industry. He got a degree in English at Oxford and then began writing for Melody Maker and New Music Express, which were the sort of premier pop magazines in the UK. And then he's been published by virtually every magazine newspaper you can think about it. And he has written this book, which is all about that period around Woodstock, all those years ago now, I guess. Anyway, he has joined up with David McDonald. He's going to give some readings and whatever, answer some questions. And then David McDonald, who's a filmmaker based in Hudson, is also extremely well known because he's provided video content for the New York Times. He's currently working on a screenplay about Marc Chagall. All sorts of things like that. Anyway, he is going to show this film, which is called Woodstock, Can't Get There From Here, which is a history of the events in the 3 years leading up to Woodstock. Now, it's all going to start at 6:30 in the evening on that April the 7th in Hudson at Spotty Dog Bookshop and Bar. Now, the reason I think this is fascinating is because this film will be the first time it has been shown publicly since the film was shut down by legal threats 10 years ago. So I went onto the web, onto the internet, and started to look around to find why it was shut down and what the legal threats were. I can't find out, but it sounds absolutely fascinating. So I'm definitely going to go and try and get there. And that starts, as I say, at 6:30 on that Thursday, April the 7th in Hudson.
Let's go to the Poughkeepsie area and Bardavon, as they have David Sedaris coming to town.
Yes, well, I don't really have to say very much more about this. I mean, if you love, he's got that lovely sort of sardonic wit, and his incisive essays, which he sort of reads and performs almost really now. He is just a lovely, humorous writer, and has got that lovely sense of humor when he writes his stories. So if you want to get along and have just a super and amusing evening, Bardavon on Friday, April the 8th, is hosting him. It's at 8 o'clock in the evening.
Now, Simon's Rock at Bard College in Great Barrington on the 9th is hosting their third annual event, the Think Food Conference.
Yeah, they've done this for a couple of years. We've mentioned it in the past. And it's really, I think that our whole rural intelligence area is becoming very much more food aware, whether it's locavore, whether it's organic, whether it's farmers markets, and how you get food to and proper, good, well grown in organic circumstances, and fairly treated animals, all those type of things. This whole area is becoming really involved in that. And Simon's Rock has hosted this Think Food Conference for the last couple of years. This is the third one. It's an all-day conference. You can log on to their website and see what's being talked about. And there are two panels. There's one in the morning, and there's a lunch in between. And then in the afternoon, there's the second panel. And just to give you an example, the morning panel, which starts at 10:15, is titled Grown / Made in the Berkshires. And they've asked a whole series of local food producers and experts to answer the question, what is Berkshire food? And so far, the speakers include Alana Chanilla, who's a cookbook author and who writes a whole series of recipes for rural intelligence. There's Maddie Elling, who has founded this, one of the two founders of Hosta Hill, which is canned and jarred vegetables, which are absolutely delicious. And Richard Borden, who's from Berkshire Mountain Bakery. And they're going to be talking on the first panel, amongst other people, about what makes Berkshire food. Then we haven't got time really to go into all the details about what's for lunch and what the afternoon session is on, but all of the details are on their own website. You can get there via the ruralintelligence.com as well. You'll see all the links there. So if you're interested in those type of things, definitely worthwhile checking out.
Let's head back to Poughkeepsie, the Canine Hackett Arts Center on the 9th.
Yeah, it's not quite an all-day event, but it is virtually. It starts at the Canine Hackett Arts Center in Poughkeepsie, starting at 12 o'clock on Saturday, April the 9th, and it runs through 9 o'clock in the evening. And they're holding their Music Mix 2016, which it sounds just great fun. It's got smooth jazz, mountain Motown, reggae. They have performances by Simi Stone, Urban Vibe, Guava Lava, and the Poughkeepsie Jazz Project. There'll be food and drink vendors all day long. It's a sort of a mini festival, music festival of one sort, but it's laid back and great fun. I think that if you're interested in music and jazz particularly, that will be a great fun afternoon for you at the Canine Hackett Arts Center.
Let's go to Kent, Connecticut, the Kent Gallery at the Kent Barns.
Now, this has been a great event in the past. So Saturday, April the 9th, sees the gallery at Kent Barns really buzzing. This is the sixth annual spring wine tasting to benefit the Kent Land Trust. It's hosted by Kent Wine and Spirit. Last year was a sold-out event. And this year they've changed the format slightly. It's a walk-around format. and it's an opportunity to sample more than 50 absolutely fabulous wines that they're showcasing. And there's even, by the way, an opportunity to start the evening with a special Tattinger champagne preview if you get there a bit early and pay a little extra. It starts at 5 o'clock, goes through the evening. And it's all to benefit the Kent Land Trust, which is the land trust which really has the job of protecting much of the Northwest Connecticut's natural beauty and wildlife. And it does it through land preservation. And 2015 for them was a really just a tremendous, a very strong, well, strong year, I think is the word for it, because they received the National Award for Land Trust Excellence. And it particularly recognized their community service and particularly highlighted their protection of the 263-acre East Kent Hamlet Nature Preserve. So they are doing just a bang-up job. This is an opportunity to really support them and also drink wine, which is, you can't say fairer than that. So if you have a chance, it's April the 9th. In Kent at the gallery at Kent Barnes.
On that busy April 9th, New Marlborough Gedney Farm has the Red Hot Blues Bash.
Well, yeah, this linked in with this because this is another event to support another land trust. This is the New Marlborough Land Trust at Gedney Farms in New Marlborough, and as they're hosting this Red Hot Blues Bash. And it's all to benefit the New Marlborough Land Trust. It's a benefit. It features a dinner produced by Chef Robert Burnell. And then there's dancing to the BTUs, which is a rhythm and blues band. All sorts of specialty cocktails. It's going to be a silent auction. That starts at 6 o'clock in the evening on April the 9th. And I guess it's really just when these land trusts are beginning to come out from their winter sleep. So it's really a good thing to support them.
Let's go to Hudson Valley Variety because they've got a Korean barbecue course coming up.
Yeah, I saw this and I just loved it. So April the 9th, I love Korean barbecue. I love Korean food generally, very hot and spicy in many cases. And I saw this, the Valley Variety is holding a cooking evening, which they're calling Korean Barbecue 101. And I guess that we really have this tremendous advantage in our area that we have the CIA just down the road. So, lots of the alumni graduate and then stick around in the area, and we can really take advantage of that in our restaurants and food service companies. And in this instance, the chef, Tim Foringer, grew up in a Korean neighborhood, then trained at the CIA. And he's going to lead anyone who joins in the evening through this sort of experience, right from understanding the ingredients of Korean barbecue, and then he takes it all the way through the barbecue itself, right to the plate where you can eat. There's no question that Korean barbecuing is can be intimidating, not, I think, because the barbecuing process, but because it is an interesting combination of flavors and tastes and all those type of things. But it's really going to be a great opportunity because if you ever go to order food in a Korean restaurant, there will be a lot you can learn at this this class and this dinner. So it starts at 6:30, Saturday, April the 9th, at Valley Variety in Hudson. You would definitely probably want to make a booking before you go. But it should be really interesting and educational.
Coming up April 9th through the 17th at the Warner Theater in Torrington, David Mamet.
Yes, well, the Warner Theater is really on a roll at the moment in Torrington. They are showing a fascinating, interesting mixture of great shows and cutting-edge plays. And this is the latest one. This is a play written by the playwright and director David Mamet. And he tackles, I guess, one of the most prescient issue or the most important issues, controversial topics really at the moment in America, and that is race in America. And this is a new story. It's all about sex, guilt, accusations, And basically, the storyline of this play is that two lawyers find themselves defending a wealthy white executive who's been charged with raping a black woman. And then they have a new legal assistant who gets involved in the case, and the whole thing, sort of the sort of underlying problems and issues of this whole issue, sort of boil over and explode to the surface. It sounds absolutely fascinating. The play is called Race. So if you get a chance, it's starting on April the 9th, but then it runs through April the 17th.
In Salisbury, you get a chance on April 10th to see a Carey Institute gardener, Doug Thomas.
Yes, I got totally confused about this. Douglas Thomas is actually a very elegant woman. If you are a gardener and you love spectacular gardens, this is something for you. So Douglas Thomas is a sort of a gardener and a native plant enthusiast, and she is going to be talking about the changing seasons and how they affect her gardens at Twin Maples, which is in Salisbury, Connecticut. And she's going to describe the process of how you can build a plant and plant a sustainable wildflower meadow. And these things are increasingly important with all the bees under pressure, with the wildlife under pressure. Wildflower meadows are really absolutely becoming really important. And the interesting thing is the pictures of this garden are just absolutely spectacular. And that's all at the Carey Institute at Millbrook on Sunday, April the 10th, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
On the 10th, let's go back to Poughkeepsie, the Bardavon Gala 2016.
Well, I saw this, and this is my wife's favorite, so we have to mention this. Bardavon is having their 2016 gala, as you say, and they are having Carlos Santana perform this year. I'm not sure I really have to introduce Carlos Santana. and this is a great opportunity because 3 days later, he's actually going to be playing in Madison Square Gardens. So you have a chance to see him in a show, which is going to be in a much more intimate location one way and another on Sunday, April the 10th. And then, by the way, after you've listened to Carlos Santana, you can then walk down the block, and there's going to be a big post-show gala bash at the Poughkeepsie Grand. Anyway, this all starts at 7 o'clock, Sunday, April the 10th, and I just thought it would be a great fun evening because you'll be up in the aisles dancing away one way and another if he plays like he normally plays.
And we'll wrap things up. Williamstown, Williams College, Barney Frank.
Yeah, our local Massachusetts representative, I guess, retired representative Barney Frank now, is going to be at Williams College on that Sunday, April the 10th, 8 o'clock in the evening, and he's going to be talking about his life in politics and his book, which is called A Life in Politics, The Great Society to Same-Sex Marriage. He is, as you are very well aware, a great storyteller and a raconteur. He has also a lot to talk about, given his position in 2008, 2009, on the various committees he was on there. So it should be a very interesting talk. He's a lovely character. He's at Williams College, 8 o'clock, Sunday, April the 10th.
And that wraps up a very busy week. Mark, we'll check in with you next week.
Lovely. I look forward to it.